And now, the rest of the story. Men like Benjamin Franklin do not visit this earth in bunches. One such man per era, and the world counts itself lucky. He is remembered as a patriot, a publisher, a philosopher, and a diplomat. His most remarkable contributions, especially considering the generation in which he lived, were of a scientific nature. Mid-18th century, when those few who knew of electricity thought it to be black magical, Ben Franklin boldly proposed to enslave it. He identified lightning as a form of electricity by flying a baited kite in a storm, and he produced his own electricity with an electrostatic generator of his own invention. Through his scientific experiments, he discovered electrical polarity and the cooling effect of evaporation, and this, remember, was in the mid-1700s. Combining scientific principles with common sense, he invented the lightning rod and the Pennsylvania fireplace, and he invented bifocal glasses, and in his spare time, he charted the Gulf Stream. The world scientific community stood in awe of Ben Franklin. In 1756, he was elected to England's Royal Society. In 1772, he was elected to the French Academy of Sciences. And it might well be said that the world scientific community still stands in awe of this man. Ben Franklin was with us for 84 years. And yet it's doubtful that even at that ripe old age, he had reached his potential, because so diverse, so apparently boundless was his genius that one can scarcely imagine what he might have accomplished with another decade or two. You know, it's often been asked by America's scholars, where are the Ben Franklins of recent generations? A suggestion is that we have emphasized the concerns of the so-called common man to the point of idealizing commonness. The best of the lousiest and the lousiest of the best. And with a premium on mediocrity, one can only expect the mediocre. And thus, some say, are the would-be Ben Franklins among us encouraged to think small. But that might not be all. For in the 200 years since Franklin's death, the world has made astonishing strides in almost every area, except, perhaps, in reliably measuring a child's potential. Who in the entire 18th century had more potential than Benjamin Franklin? Nobody. And yet, nobody would have recognized it when he was a little boy. You see, little Ben, this youngster who would grow up to chart the Gulf Stream and to discover electrical polarity and the cooling effects of evaporation, this scientific genius who invented the lightning rod and the Pennsylvania fireplace and bifocal glasses, that same child who, in addition to future careers in journalism and diplomacy, was destined to distinguish himself as an inventor and as a scientist, he, young Ben, the embodiment of all this human potential, at the age of 10, was forced to quit school and go to work because he failed in arithmetic. Ben Franklin, remember, a penny saved is a penny earned? When he was little Ben, he flunked math. And he flunked it twice. And now you know the rest of the story.